Again, we're targeting April for this release. It's coming up, and we're also getting pretty close to an alpha state for update 10, which we'll be talking about more in the future. And shortly after that, by the time we're in beta with update 9, we're already starting production for update 11.
Nice.
We have two more coming out. Basically three more releases this year that we have planned. And we're already making even bigger plans for 2012. So we have a lot going on in DDO for the next year and a half. We do have some new cosmetic armor coming out. Have you seen the cosmetic armor before? We've introduced that this year. In the DDO store, we sell this thing. It's called armor kits. And the armor kits are appearances that you put on top of your existing armor. In fact, if you open up your inventory, you can toggle it on and off. So that's the original randomly created art from the treasure drop. And then you can apply appearance that's on top of it. It might be a little more elegant or dare I say, even sexy. And then we have a different appearance for each type of armor, like a robe, a monk's outfit, heavy armor, light armor, leather. And when you apply the style to your armor, it'll apply the appropriate design for the type of armor that you have. And you can preview them before you buy them.
Oh, that's nice.
And then so we have a little dressing room. You go into a tavern with mirrors, and it turns on the light, and three-sided mirrors. You can see how you look and make your purchase decision. And we've introduced that just this year, and we'll have two more brand new styles coming out. So it's about 70 different appearances that players can have for Update 9. It's also new.
I know this update has obviously the encounter you just showed us and the crafting. Are you guys for future updates planning on doing any further classes to be released in the store?
We do have a hit list of things that we want to do. There's the ones that we've been trying to get to for years. You know, the number one demand, and I say demand from our players, is druids. Yep. We're trying to figure out how we're going to tackle that. We definitely know what sort of prerequisites there are for us to be able to do as far as tech and art, and it's a really big change for us in terms of the type of they can change their shape into animal forms, and we want to be able to do that right. We don't want to do it in
look all hokey and
yeah. So we're getting support lined up for being able to do that. We just don't have slated when we'll actually be done with that. But that's one that we've been, it's one on our list. And we have some other smaller ones that are sort of on the list that we'll see how they fit in each release schedule for getting them in. So we'll continue to add classes or races as we go along.
What we do have also in this update is additional prestige enhancements. You didn't speak of them, did you?
No.
So we have a sorcerer prestige enhancement. We have a favorite soul prestige enhancements that are coming out with update 9. And with those, at least we're finally at the stage where every class has at least one prestige enhancement line. So they're pretty cool. We've also done a spell pass in update 9. We've adjusted a lot of the spell costs and some of the functionality of a lot of spells, so that they've all had a little bit of a tune-up, and I think that it'll be an ongoing thing that we continue to do, but we've been wanting to do it for a while, so we finally got a chance to do some of that. And then going forward, we'll just like crafting, we'll sort of go out and get revised in different stages and everything. I'm sure we'll do the same with that.